This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what we're going to be talking about today is ISIS, modern-day version of Hitler's SS globally. You can mark my words on what I'm about to share with you over the next hour. Nothing's new under the sun. We can see that. We can find that in the book of Ecclesiastes. And how true it is. How true is it, friends? That's all we have to do is completely study the past as our forefathers told us to, and we can predict the future. And what is history? It's God's story, his dash story. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to also be talking about the correlation between Hitler and the Muslim mercenaries. For those that did not know, this is an eye-opener. We're going to be getting to that in just a couple moments. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to check out our Facebook account, you can do that. It is a Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean 1 double E, Bradley Dean 1 double E on my Twitter account, again, for what it's worth. You can call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, the next three segments, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm sorry, 1-866-582-9933, forgive me. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com and radio, listen carefully. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Once again, as David prayed, because America, you can feel that you're in the miry clay. David prayed, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings. That's exactly the purpose of sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. And speaking of which, we're going to jump over there really quick, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Did you know that in Arizona, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, first in the country, all Obamacare insurers in Arizona County are ready to pull out of Obamacare. And by the way, for those that did not know, again, let me interject the truth. People are not supporting Obamacare whatsoever because they understand that it's a violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. In other words, they derived their authority from an unknown power because it counters and is foreign to the United States Constitution, which is nugatory. In other words, it becomes null and void because it stands in contradiction or it counters the laws found in our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. But in Arizona, they're figuring this much out, and good for them. All Obamacare insurers in Arizona County ready to pull out of Obamacare. Now, what's interesting is notice that the IRS is actually coming in by force, stealing away your money if you don't actually sign up for Obamacare. That's a good sign, friends, that you're in trouble, because, again, it's also a good sign and exhibition of an authoritarian or a totalitarian government, because if they implement something that's unlawful, the way that they enforce it is they use it through unlawful enforcement, and that's exactly what you're seeing through the IRS concerning Obamacare. And yes, again, let me remind you, it is a clear violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States of America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, an email was just uncovered concerning, again, here's Hillary Clinton, friends. Hillary asks NFL's Roger Goodell for help treating crackhead. Folks, again, look at the correlation. Look at the conspiracy at work. Look how they're all linked in one with another. But again, Scripture tells us, I believe it's Isaiah 28, friends, where the Lord will disannul the covenant of death. He will disannul the covenant of hell. But they're all allied, are they not? And you can see it clear as day, and they do this in the light of day without any fear of consequence, again, because they believe that they're above the laws of our Constitution. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Nazi collaborator George Soros, he's an international war criminal, for those that did not know, works to enlarge electorate by 10 million voters by 2018. We talked a bit about this yesterday, but it's interesting how they need the illegals to upend our Constitution, and that's exactly the objective of this criminal's administration. It is his end aim to fundamentally transform America, and that's exactly what he has been doing. I also highlighted yesterday, real quick, friends, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the TSA has invited Muslim leaders to study airport screening process. Now, why would they do that, friends? Because, again, if you go back to Jay Johnson, the director of Homeland Security, which is aimed at you, America, and Americans that believe in who we are, you do need to understand Jay Johnson said that he was set in place for the voice concerning the plight of the Muslims. And we keep seeing this over and over and over again. After today's show, you're going to have much more understanding as to what's going on concerning why they're using the Muslims. Just like any other group of people, they're being used as a political battering ram to upend our sovereignty, our nation, friends, to give it over to the United Nations. And keep in mind, too, friends, just so you can understand, what I'm telling you is not hearsay, nor am I shooting from the hip, but going back to the war criminal himself, none other than George Soros, the reason, America, you're under attack is because you're the main obstacle to a stable and just New World Order. You're the obstacle. And don't forget that. And I didn't say that. George Soros had said that, the war criminal himself. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, video confession. The UNM official confirms that aborted baby brains were dissected by high school students. Folks, you got to look at some of the pictures here on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, the guy sitting there with a big smile on his face, friends. Isn't it interesting, the hypocrisy? Those that are advocating the abortion, the murder of the innocent in the womb. Isn't it interesting that they've already been born? And apparently these people, namely the good people that sit back and allow these criminals to do the deeds that they commit and act out the crimes that they commit against the innocent in the womb, it's interesting to note, friends, that it's a violation of Proverbs 6:17. God said, I hate hands that shed innocent blood. But it's amazing to me that the American people tolerate these criminals in such a small demographic concerning the United States of America to murder over 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day in the womb. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Are voters already being conditioned for rigged elections by the establishment? Oh, folks, I could go on and off on that over the next 3 hours if I had it. The establishment, folks, is the problem. The establishment is the problem. And they are the ones helping the likes of the Hillary Clintons along in her crimes. Don't forget it. They're betting their money on the fact that she is going to remain, and they're going to do everything in their power that she does remain. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You can call in at any time that you so desire. Do stick to the topic, please, or bring something to the table. That's how it'll work. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I want to hit some more topics here real quick on sonsoflibertymedia.com before I get over to the other topic, which is ISIS, the modern-day version of Hitler's SS globally. Mark my words on it, friends. Yesterday, I shared with you on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bahrain, Prince donates $32 million to the Clinton Foundation, gets access to Secretary of State. I also shared with you that under Bill Clinton, the criminal himself, he was selling secrets to the Chinese military back in the 90s, our secrets concerning our military over to the Chinese, friends. So if you want to know why this treason is going on, friends, it's nothing new in this country. And again, the reason it's happening is because the American people have failed to deal with these treasonous criminals, these Judases known as representatives in our country. But I also wanted to go over to some of the things that are taking place today on sonsoflibertymedia.com, which correlates with what I'm talking about now. The media's mission in this country, knowing that they've already committed the act of treason over and over and over again, so is Barack Hussein Obama. He's a foreign agent. But the media's mission, America, is to coronate the vilest candidate ever. You need to understand, friends, this is what, when the state-controlled media is propping somebody up over and over and over and over again, you know that you're in trouble. It's the ones that they attack that are the good people. Let me tell you from firsthand experience. They prop up the bad ones and they attack the good ones. But when we look back at past dictators, friends, what did they do? The media was always there to treat them as if they were just completely flawless, godlike, and that they were to be emulated at every step. Well, that's exactly what the media's mission in this country is to do concerning the likes of Hillary Clinton. All the while knowing that she's committed the act of treason over and over and over again. Knowing that she's been under every investigation known to mankind concerning every bureaucracy and law enforcement agency and the DOJ in the United States of America more than anybody else that we know, friends. But for some reason, the media is going to prop her up and they're going to coronate her, the vilest candidate ever, as how could we ever live without her? You do need to understand that's what's at work here. I also wanted to highlight in France, friends, just yesterday, another non-assimilator, a Muslim violently beats 11 elderly victims, throws them in the water screaming, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. And once again, there's a complete media blackout. An Afghani asylum seeker arrested for raping a four-year-old boy in a bathroom stall. Why is Barack Hussein Obama advocating illegals into this country, all the while knowing what this is all about? Why is Barack Hussein Obama advocating the bathroom bill, the neutral transgender bill? Why is he threatening governors over in the Carolinas to get behind Chad Severson, who's a known pedophile, concerning the bathroom bill? Folks, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? Again, keep in mind what the Russian KGB agent said. The first thing they do to destroy a country is to what? To morally corrupt that nation. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Did you see the video on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends? Muslim gangsters harass, pick a fight with Sicilians. The Sicilians beat the Muslims with bats, pistol whip them so badly one's in a coma. Friends, they don't know how to respond when you bring it to them. I'm not talking about getting violent with anybody, friends. I hate violence. I'm simply telling you, friends, to defend yourselves. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, another article. In Canada, a 20-year-old Muslim steals airplane and crashes it into a mall. Then the father blames the police. I highlighted this yesterday. Did you also know the Islamists are using political correctness against British prison guards to spread hate? Oh my gosh. Folks, it is so obvious as to what's going on in this country. Furthermore, going to the Muslim correlation between them and our representatives who are working for these people, Hillary's future chief of staff is the headline, worked for an Islamic journal that blamed America for 9/11. I mean, folks, again, you just can't make this kind of stuff up. Did you also know, another headline on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, did you also know the tyrant herself, where 70% of the American people believe that Hillary is above the law because they let her act in such a fashion? The headline is, Hillary is right, isn't it? Hillary vows to shut down dissenting internet sites if she wins the presidency. Why are they defending your sworn enemies, America? Why are they defending the Muslims? Why is it that when a terrorist attack occurs, why is it that they condemn the act but don't condemn the actors? Can anybody put this together for me, please? 1-866-582-9933. If you're confused about the issue, it's because you're not spending enough time in the Word of God, if at all. Because Jesus said, I'll anoint your eyes that you might see and anoint your ears that you might hear. And then when we read the judgments of God, which are very real today in America, it's raining judgment, we can begin to see that prophecy is spot on as to what's going on. I'll appoint those that hate you to rule over you. What did he say first? I'll appoint terror over those people. And the American people are still sitting back trying to figure out what is possibly going on. Let me put it together for you. ISIS. Notice the SS, by the way. ISIS, modern-day version of Hitler's SS globally. Remember Osama bin Laden? And remember Obama Biden? Remember all these wordplays, friends? They're trying to confuse the American people, but you're confused because you're not where you're supposed to be. You got your eyes fixed on the wrong thing, friends. But ISIS, friends, is the modern-day version of Hitler's SS globally. Mark my words. Write it down. Remember back on September, listen to the date, September 11th, 1991, George Bush Sr. said, out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge. A new era, free from the threat of terror. Oh, really? Remember how Hitler and any other, or the fruit of any other dictator, friends, when you begin to look at how they operate, they all operate similarly, don't they? Yes, they do. Isn't it interesting to know that Adolf Hitler used to be the one that would be the problem solver when history taught us he was the one actually creating the chaos through his brown shirts? But he would come in as the problem solver. Well, here's George Bush Sr. in 1991, September 11th, 10 years prior to his son being in office, then we were supposedly and allegedly attacked by a bunch of radical jihadists. Free from the threat of terror, today the new world is struggling to be born. A world quite different from the one that we have known. If we are successful, he said, and we will be. Just keep in mind, friends, here's a word of encouragement. Hitler thought the same thing through the Third Reich. The Third Reich was trying to establish a new world order, by the way. And it's also interesting that George Bush Sr., during that video, I watched it right before the radio program today, it was interesting how he said that he wanted the ideals of the founders of the United Nation, which came out of World War II. Not the forefathers, friends, but the founding forefathers or the founding fathers of the UN. Which one isn't corrupt? I'm just curious. Can somebody answer that for me, please? 1-866-582-9933. Out of these troubled times, George Bush Sr. said, September 11th, a new world order can emerge, a new era free from the threat of terror. Today, that new world is struggling to be born, a world quite different from the one that we have known. Well, who's changing it? Well, they're changing it through troubled times. Out of chaos comes a what? New order, right? Well, here, let me give you some of the headlines so I can bring about the correlation. Here's the headlines just yesterday. Former Gitmo jihadi arrested, charged with being top ISIS recruiter commander. That's one headline. TSA reports the TSA invited Muslim leaders to study airport screening process. Here's another headline for you. Jihadi terror works. Are civil liberties violated as Obama and the Department of Homeland Security scrub records of hundreds of Muslim terrorists? Wait a second, America. Let me leave you with this before the next segment. Who scrubbed the records of the terrorists in the United States of America? None other than the foreign agent in the White House.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, mark my words as to what I'm telling you right now. ISIS, double S, is the modern-day version of Hitler's SS globally. During the last segment, I highlighted the headlines yesterday in America. Former Gitmo jihadi arrested, charged with being top ISIS recruiter commander. Oh, did you know that he was released from Guantanamo Bay along with the other 157 that were released by Barack Hussein Obama? Only to go back to the Middle East to refresh themselves, to gear back up, friends, to arm themselves, to re-engage the enemy, and the enemy would be you, America. Why did he let them go? Headlines, TSA report. TSA invited Muslim leaders to study airport screening process in America. Under the DHS, Jay Johnson, the director, said his job was to give plate to the voice of the Muslims. Okay, notice the Muslims. Another headline, jihadi terror works. Our civil liberties violated as Barack Hussein Obama and his Department of Homeland Security, not Americans, by the way, it's unconstitutional, it's a pretended authority, scrubs the records of hundreds of Muslim terrorists in America. I said Obama and the DHS scrubbed the records of hundreds of Muslim terrorists in America. Obama administration refuses to tell Congress, the people's representatives, that's you, how it paid Iran, America's sworn enemies, $1.3 billion. Why are they taking your dollars, your tax dollars, and funding your sworn enemies to the number of $1.3 billion? And he refuses to tell you, America, why he did it. Oh, and the American people still haven't gotten this figured out for some reason or another. All of this coming to you by yours truly, the foreign agent in the People's White House. I want you, for the sake of time, to write this down. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 36, perfect judgment. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Deuteronomy 28, verse 47 and 49, 52 and 58. Tell me if that's not exactly what I'm talking about and highlighting right now. It's God's perfect judgment. So, friends, what's the link here? Well, most people didn't know that Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, which was founded in Egypt in 1928 by Hassan al-Banna, a 22-year-old Muslim who admired Adolf Hitler's hatred of the Jews and persistently wrote to Hitler to express his admiration for Hitler and his desire for collaboration with Hitler's Nazi party. Pay attention to the details, friends. When Hitler rose to power, his Nazis supported al-Banna, a school teacher, to grow the Muslim Brotherhood into its ally in the Middle East. By 1938, the membership of Muslim Brotherhood under care in America today, it topped back in 1938 the number of 200,000. It's up to 500,000 today. During World War II, members of the Muslim Brotherhood spied. They worked for Hitler's Nazis in the Middle East and fought for Hitler as mercenaries, as Nazi troops into two specially formed Muslim Waffen SS Handscar divisions. Handscar, by the way, friends, is German for scimitar, the curved saber used by the Muslim troops of the Ottoman Empire. Do you not get the correlation here? Let's take it a step further. Today in America is placed none other than the Muslim Brotherhood entertainer and agent Barack Hussein Obama, like that of the Bush regime. This is what you need to pay attention to. Keep in mind, Prescott Bush, father of George Bush W. and George H. W. Bush, their father and grandfather, Prescott Bush, was indicted in 1942 for funding Hitler's regime. And I want you to think about this, all you Bushites out there that don't understand that they are a crime family big time. Their father, Prescott Bush, was indicted in 1942 for funding Hitler's regime to establish a new world order. Did you hear what I said? It was George Bush Sr. that called for a new world order over and over hundreds of times, saying, out of chaos can we create? Out of chaos can we create? So we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree today. What happened in the 30s concerning the use of the Muslims is exactly what's happening today under ISIS, friends. It's the same exact movement. It's exact. Oh, and by the way, I don't want to leave out the fact that the Russians, the Chinese, the Pope, so on and so forth, are also calling for a new world order. And this is happening globally through ISIS. They used the SS in Germany, and only in Germany, because it didn't have the capabilities that it has today on a global scale. So the SS under Hitler back in the 30s is now ISIS under the UN. Under those people that everybody knows who they are, all 300 of them, as they brag about how 300 people in the world are controlling the rest of us. They all know who they are, but they refuse to deal with them. But the fact of the matter is, friends, history is repeating itself because ISIS, friends, is nothing more than a political battering ram used globally to establish a new world order. They are creating the chaos and they are bringing in the new world order. Don't doubt me for a moment. Not for a moment. Oh, by the way, this New World Order was that which Adolf Hitler was attempting to establish through Nazi Germany, known as the Third Reich. Again, remember what that devil incarnate said. What good fortune for those in power that people do not think. They do not think. You can go online, find all these videos to confirm everything I'm telling you right now. You know, it's interesting, those that know what's going on with the Muslim Brotherhood, care organizations, what's going on in the White House, and even globally concerning the Muslims and their and how they're being used as a political battering ram, they're just being used, friends, globally, to create the chaos. I mean, that's why they're showing up in Germany and France and Belgium and other countries, friends, in Britain, with all these brand new clothes on, folks. They're not hurting. They're not being kicked out of their country. They're being paid. They're mercenaries to plunder nations, friends. And if you look at the fruit of these mercenaries, that's exactly what they have been doing. Look at them. Where are the children? Where are the women, friends? Where are they at? They're young men. Fit for what? Military service. Someone's got to be financing this. Who's financing it, friends? So what's going on? Again, answer, go to the Word of God. You'll understand. Leviticus 26, 15 through 17. Hey, folks, I want to take it a step further because I want you to understand that those that know concerning the details, every jot and tittle concerning what's going on with these known terrorists, as they're called, which are created, friends, I want you to keep in mind they are not bringing about the correlation. And the reason they're not bringing about the correlation, they're confused, they don't understand, or they're afraid to say it, it's because they don't have the Spirit of Christ. That's the problem that they're having. Keep in mind, going back to the 30s again, remember it was none other than our friend that said, those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was the one that went back to Adolf Hitler and confronted him by awakening the Germans, all 80 million of them, as to who Hitler was and what he was trying to establish. It was a man that was filled with the Holy Ghost. It's the church's job to awaken America as to what's going on in this country as you are slowly being overtaken incrementally, the Word of God talks about and is being used through a siege. That means a slow takeover. That's the word used in Deuteronomy 28. A slow takeover, incrementally. It's like the boiling frog in the water. You got to just put them in there and turn the heat up on them. I want to tell you again, friends, that frog is dead. And I want to tell you, you can't kick the can down the road because there's no more road to kick the can down. So what's going on? I just gave you the answer. Leviticus 26, your sin is finding you out. Furthermore, I've even had media resources in which I contribute to. Even go so far as to doctor up or omit certain portions of my articles that expose what I'm exposing to you right now. For they felt it too radical and controversial concerning the crimes of them that they tolerate in America's governmental positions. By the way, our representative governments. Okay, they work for us. We don't work for them. As a matter of fact, some of these contributors felt it to be unthinkable that the criminal occupying the executive office is capable of doing the unthinkable. Friends, let me tell you something. Read 2 Thessalonians 2:11. They do it because they don't believe that their response, they don't believe that you would believe that they would do the unthinkable. That's why they do the unthinkable. When in fact, that is exactly what's been allowed by the American people to do concerning our representatives. The unthinkable, and they're doing it. They're doing the unthinkable in the light of day. Hillary Clinton taking $32 million from a Muslim country, friends, right in the face. And folks, she had to do that. There's too much press on that. Hey, I want to tell all you people working in the press that work for these, you're useful idiots, and they call you useful idiots. I want to tell you something. You're setting your own people up for the demise, and that includes you, yourself. Don't forget that. Some of you have even said, concerning my contributors that omitted or doctored up some of my articles concerning the information I'm giving you right now. They've even went so far as to say that, well, that's not what the intelligence world is saying. As if to take for face value what American agencies are releasing to the media sources or resources was legitimate concerning terrorism. Look at the FBI. Look at the CIA. Look at how they've just undone themselves over and over and over again. And you're going to believe the intelligence world? How about this? Apparently, these individuals knew more than the good common sense that the good Lord has given us. Read Luke 12:56, because that's all it takes. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about how ISIS is the modern-day version of Hitler's SS globally. I'm showing you the correlation between how the Muslims were being used to help Hitler establish. Didn't go too far back then, but they're attempting to do it again. So what's the link? The Bushes. Because we know, as if, go online, friends. Folks, I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to go online. I want you to see him saying exactly what I'm saying to you verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept. I'm not embellishing it. I'm not adding to it. I'm not taking away. Go online and see him say it for himself and look at the fruit of the Bushes, friends. Prescott Bush, indicted back in 1942 for illegally funding Hitler's war. This is what I want you to think about concerning what I just said. 405,399 of our family members, America, died in that war. And yet the Bushes were financing Hitler's war while they were warring against our own boys. And you've been led to believe that they are the great God-fearing patriotic presidents that, folks, they're among the highest. Let me tell you something. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And yet today you see fees. Oh, I miss the Bushes. Man, it's George's fault. It's the Bushes' fault. Hitler. Folks, there's no difference between the Bushes and Obama and the Clintons. Matter of fact, ask Mama Bush. She said of Bill Clinton, he's like my son. And again, if you look at the agenda, it goes forward. They're all pushing the same agenda. So I don't see where there would be any stipulation or doubt as to the things that I'm telling you right now unless you can't see the fruit that's on the branches of the corrupt tree that's right in front of your face. I can't help you any further than that, friends. Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, I was just talking about how some people were doctoring up, omitting, adding, concerning my articles, my columns that go across the nation to over 40 columns in the United States of America once a week. They thought it was a little too radical to actually call ISIS the modern-day version of the Hitler's SS. Well, I'm not asking for permission to obey God. Use some common sense. You're doing everything but calling it for what it is. Why are you not doing that? And then we even had some people say, well, Bradley, I was just talking about this during the last segment. Well, Bradley, you know, that's not what the intelligence agencies are telling us today. You're telling me you trust the FBI? The one that just let off and has a history of letting the Clintons off concerning their crimes against we the people? Folks, these bureaucracies in many ways protect big business from the little guy. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. They're there not to protect you, as so much are they there to protect the big guy against the little guy. Look at the fruit of these bureaucracies, friends. But look at Comey just did. He's got a long history of letting the Clintons off. You want to take their intelligence for face value? You go ahead and do that. I'm not that stupid. The CIA, I'm not even going there, friends. We know their misinformation campaign that's been going on in this country for a long time to help establish what we're talking about right now. We know who the former director was under the Bush. Folks, again, look at the history of the Bushes. That's the link between the Muslims and what's going on today in your country. This is another reason, folks, it's very telling as to why George W. Bush isn't decrying Obama and his administration. Neither is Jeb. Neither is Daddy Bush. Why not? Because he's doing the same thing they were. They're just trying to push the ball forward just little by little, aren't they? But going back to these people that were saying it's just too radical to let the people know that ISIS is the modern-day version of Hitler's SS. Well, who's it working for? It's not working for us. And again, as I shared with you earlier, friends, you see after these attacks take place, they condemn the act, but they don't condemn the actor. No, they're being paid by the actors, friends, namely the Muslims. I mean, again, this doesn't take a genius to figure it out. Let's go back to good intelligence. As a matter of fact, it cost this guy his life. His name was Robin Cook. He was the British Foreign Secretary for Inner Services Intelligence. He's on record stating, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligence officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind all of this, said Robin, was the United States of America. Under who? Let me go back to what George Bush Sr. said. Out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge. A new era, free from the threat of terror. Who was the problem solver under Adolf Hitler? None other than Adolf Hitler himself. And it was found that he was the one, through the brown shirts, inciting the crimes against the people, as he came behind them as the problem solver. George goes on, today the New World Order is struggling to be born, a world quite different from the one that we have known. If we are successful, and we will be, said George W. Bush, how many of you are cowering to the likes of these devils incarnate? I'm not. Again, simply examine the fruit of that which is hanging on this corrupt administration branches, the administration's branches, and judge for yourselves. Matthew 7:16. Folks, it's not like my objective to just highlight what I'm highlighting right now. I'm doing it for your own good, because that's what prophetic people do. They warn you, because God is merciful. But also keep in mind on the other side concerning Jonah, who went to what? Nineveh to warn them, and they repented. He told them, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. If you want to act like this isn't happening, keep in mind you're forsaking your own mercy by tolerating it, because, friends, it's going to get worse. As I said, it's going to get worse. I highlighted earlier that last week, former Gitmo enemy combatant was connected to the Istanbul airport massacre. Well, who released him? Barack Hussein Obama did. Matter of fact, he was one of the top ISIS recruiters. Who released him? Barack Hussein Obama, along with 158 others. It started out with 700 detainees after September 11th, and now it's down to 80. They've all been re-released to engage war against you, America. Who's releasing them? Why is it classified information that they will not release the names to you? Folks, why are these representatives defending these people that are attacking America? Just put two and two together, friends. As a matter of fact, according to, listen carefully, the Washington Post reported, nearly 21% of those released have re-engaged in militancy. That's 4.5% of the 158 released by Barack Hussein Obama. Why is Barack Hussein Obama working for the enemy, America? Every single step of the way. And you cannot call it for what it is? Then you forsake your own mercies. Friends, I want you to understand something, because I got 2 minutes left. This is all by design. It's not by design of these corrupt men. No, they're, like Nebuchadnezzar, are in the hand of God to chastise his people. And if you don't want to take the chastisements and repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Acts 20, verse 21, judgments are going to fall. That's why you're beginning to see judgment over and over. You're being inundated. It's raining judgment in America. It's all by design. Not by man's design, by God's design. I want you to understand that nothing that's happening today is taking place by chance. It's God and His providence, friends. Psalm 9:17, Proverbs 14:34. Listen to what this devil incarnate said, Adolf Hitler. Germany will either be a world power or it will not be at all. I prefer that they are not at all. As a matter of fact, the New World Order has been defeated time and time again because Christian heroic spirits conquered the will of the corrupt men, the little devils themselves. Read John 8:44, time and time again. Read 2 Samuel 23:9 through 10, Romans 8:37. Folks, history does in fact teach us that nobody in Germany believed that Hitler was guilty of attacking his own Reichstag, inciting his people against his political opposition, until Germany was destroyed and 4.4 million people were killed, murdered. Then and only then did the people awake to the fact that Hitler was in fact the perpetrator behind all of the atrocities that took place in Germany. So how did he get away with it? The people first forsook God. They secondly gave their allegiance to corruptible man and were at length destroyed, only to return to the God that they should have never forsaken in the first place. So what is it? What is it going to be, friends? Are we going to stifle it again? Are we going to put our foot down on the heads of the enemies again? Are we going to let them go ahead and do what they will, at will? Saith Satan, it's the first scripture in the Satanic Bible. Or are we going to lawfully deal with them now while we have the time, because we still have the freedom to do the right things? We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Do consider supporting this ministry, because a ministry it is. In Jesus' name, we will win the day, like it or not. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church when the church has got its dukes up. See ya!
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747.